Here we are. I told you it wouldn't be a long trip, right? I'm lucky I was able to get a place so close to work. Not to mention, we barely made it back before the rain really got going. Oh, no, actually, I set up the massage parlor first, long before I got my own place here. I took one of the rooms in the back for myself. It had a lot of takeout. I literally lived at work until I was able to secure an apartment. Hence part of why I'm so used to holding down the fort by myself. Go ahead and set your things down over there. Sorry about the mess. What do you mean it's not that bad? There's leftover takeout cups on the kitchen table. Yeah, right. I guess that really is the only mess. The place is pretty spotless otherwise, I suppose. I'm just not used to having people other than myself here. And you can't give me that much credit. It's easy to keep it clean when I barely spend time here. I guess in some ways, I do still live in the massage parlor. But it'll get better soon. There's a new girl. I've been training her to help with the front desk and to cover weirder hours. She's an angel. No, I'm not complimenting her. I mean, she has been good to work with so far, but she's quite literally an angel. I'm sure you'll meet her at some point, if you keep coming back. If you're hungry, there's some takeout in the fridge. I don't have much here to actually cook, unless you like noodles. God, do I have a lot of noodles. I do eat like a college student, don't I? Like I said, it'll get better soon. I appreciate the concern, though. You are such a sweet boy, aren't you? Come here. You know, I'm glad that you, of all people, got that ticket. I was scared for a long time. Worried about what kind of person would get it. It was good for business, for a while at least. But there is always a bad feeling looming overhead. But now that you should have been claimed it, it's like light started breaking through the dark clouds in the sky. Well, maybe that sounds a little melodramatic. Now, did you want anything to eat? Me? Oh, come on. Be serious. Not right now. Well, all right then. I guess you're still kind of riding that high from earlier. In any case, don't hesitate to ask later. What did I have planned? Well, let's see. I gave you a rather intimate massage. Then we bathed together, and I let you enjoy my thighs. I think we should wrap that up with something comfortable and relaxing. If we go sit in the other room on the couch, we can listen to the rain against the window. I'll let you rest your head on my lap and stroke your hair. Then, if you've still got energy, maybe we can slip into my bedroom for the finale. How does that sound? Good. Then take my hand. Good boy. Let's slip into the other room. You hear that? The rain's picking up already. Listen to it. Bitter pattering against the window. It's so comforting. One of those small little comforts that life has to offer. Dreadful to be caught out in it, but the sound of it. It makes me want to just curl up in bed and forget life for a while. Here, take a seat with me. There you go. Take a deep breath. Relax. Just let yourself unwind a bit. Good. Now, why don't you lay your head down right here on my soft lap. There you go. A good boy. Seeing you like this just once again makes it clear to me how much smaller you are than me. Oh no. It's okay. My kind just are really big, after all. I didn't mean to tease you. Besides, I like boys who are smaller than me anyway. It just makes me want to take care of you. Now, take another deep breath. And close your eyes. I'm going to gently stroke your hair. Focus on the sound of my breathing. The drops of rain striking the glass on the window. And the feeling of my fingers running through your hair. Mm-hmm. peaceful. I see. Well, I'd hardly want to disappoint you. Does that mean that you're ready to move to the bedroom? Good. I've been waiting for this myself. Then in that case, why don't you hop up off my lap and head on into my room? And get yourself ready. It's down the hall and on the left. I am going to give you a night that you'll never forget. I'll see you in a few minutes. Look at you. All settled in on the bed already. Comfortable enough for you? And your cock is already so hard. Good boy. You're going to make it easy for me, aren't you? I consider grabbing some lingerie or something, but you seem to like my sweater. So, I figured I'd slip out of my jeans. Get rid of my bra. And just let you enjoy these fat sweater puppies however you please. Sweater up, sweater down, drinking from them, groping them, whatever you want. Now, I'm sure you've already guessed what I have in mind. No? Then in that case, put this on. It's technically against the rules for me to do this, but I am the owner, after all, so I can do whatever I want. And what I want right now is to milk your cock with my pussy. But I still can't do you raw. I hope you aren't disappointed. Not at all. Good, good. Believe me, I would have loved to feel your hot come pumping in my womb, but I just can't take the risk, you know. But I promise it'll feel real good. These are ultra thin, skin tight, so you'll still be feeling every inch of my pussy wrapped tightly around you. Trust me. Or do you need me to put the condom on for you? Oh, how cute. Well, in that case, Mama's gonna get her sweet boy all taken care of. You just lean right back, hold your cock steady for me, and... There we go. Got it in one try. Impressed? Good. You should be. So, here's how this is gonna go. If you haven't figured it out yet, I like to be on top. And I know you want me to be on top. So, you're gonna lay back and let me ride you down to the mattress until you can't walk anymore. Once I'm satisfied, we can spend the rest of the night cuddling and making out until we fall asleep. And don't worry, I'm quite aware of how much I weigh compared to you. I'm going to take you gently, I don't want to break a sweet little thing like you. Now, are you ready, my dear? Good. That's what I want to hear. All of it, one go. How'd that feel? Can you feel the muscles of my pussy clamping down on her dick? Don't go blowing your load right away. Take a deep breath, and then I'll start moving. Steady yourself. Steady yourself. Like I said, don't go blowing it all so fast. We have the whole night ahead of us. Oh, that's good. It's a lot bigger in me than I expected. I was kind of worried that you wouldn't be able to satisfy me with the size difference. Of course, I've been handling this cock all day. So, I don't know why I was worried. In fact, it feels even bigger inside of me than it did earlier when you were between my thighs. Good, good. Oh, that's so good. Oh, it's been so long since I've had a hard cock inside of me. I can see you're enjoying yourself too. My hot, wet pussy. Look at you moaning and wiggling. Oh, you can hardly stand it, can't you? Oh, you're so good though. Yes. Good, 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 good boy. Come here. So good. Why couldn't you come to me sooner? Oh, you are exactly what I needed. Yes, yes, so good. Good, good, yes. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh, your dick feels so good inside of me. Oh, you're breathing so heavy. Oh, you're trying so hard to hold back, aren't you? I can tell that you're doing your best for me. Oh. all I can feel your cock twitching. No, you're gonna come? No, 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 no. You don't get to come yet. It's far too early. I can feel your cock twitching and pulsing inside of me. Oh, you were so close to blowing your load, were you? Ah, no. No need to resist for me. You need to hold back. It's not time. Surely, you can last longer than that, can't you? So, take a deep breath. And relax. Calm down. Calm down. Be a good boy for me. Don't worry. I'm not gonna hit you all night. I want you to come inside of me as bad as you do. But I want to enjoy you a little bit longer. Now, it looks like you've started to calm down. So, why don't we get back to the action? Feels so good. Oh, it's so hot and hard. God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, your cock is going so deep inside of me. So good. It's so good. God. You're starting to close again, aren't you? We're gonna come soon. Don't worry. I'm ready for you. I promise. I won't end you this time. I'm ready. I wanted to. I want you to come. I want you to come so bad. I want you to fill that condom up. Oh, fill it with every last drop of your cum. Give it to me. Yes, yes, I can feel you. Oh, you're getting ready to come, aren't you? Yes, come for me. Come, come, come. Holy shit. Oh, you're coming so much. Oh, I can feel the condom. I thought after you came earlier, there wouldn't be this much. God, you just keep pumping more and more in the condom. Oh, dead. This feeling. I think you came so much that the condom broke. To think I was gonna drink it all afterwards. Your cock twitching. Even more. How much were you pent up? This isn't good. You better hope I don't end up pregnant. You'll take responsibility if I do. You'd better. Come here. It's okay. Like I said, I'm glad you of all people got that ticket. That was good, though. Not that worried, to be honest. You'd have to try out harder than just one night together. Well, probably, anyway. Now, I do believe I promised you some cuddling. You seemed like it earlier when I laid on top of you during the massage, right? That's what I thought. What if we just stayed like this? I'll lay down on top of you, envelop you in my warm, soft body. You can put your arms around me, listen to my breathing. Maybe press your head to my chest and listen to the sound of my heartbeat until you fall asleep. You'd like that? Good. Such a sweet boy. In the morning, we can shower off and clean everything up, and then I'll get us some breakfast. Then, after that, who knows? You still have the VIP ticket. Why don't we see where our little tryst takes us, shall we? Now, just close your eyes. I'll lay down on top of you, and you can relax and rest underneath me. It'll be like laying underneath a weighted blanket. Now, press your head firmly against my chest. Can you hear it? Can you hear my heart? Just enjoy the weight of me.
So.